Lawmakers are touching up bills and stacking them near the finish line as they make a final push to close any gaps between the House and Senate in the waning days of the 2026 legislative session. It's been a session of few surprises so far, but that pattern shifted this week when the Senate unveiled a late-breaking bill that would transform Kentucky State University into a polytechnic institution over the next 5 years. Senate Bill 185 is the latest move in a long-term bid to shore up the struggling institution, the only public historically black university in Kentucky, and set it on a course for a sustainable future. The legislation calls for KSU to narrow its academic focus with emphasis on polytechnic, STEM, and education-related degrees. It would also require balanced spending along with increased financial and operational oversight. Senate Bill 185 cleared the Senate. The legislature also gave final passage this week to a much-discussed bill on student violence in public schools. Senate Bill 101 would mandate that school boards expel students in grades 6 through 12 for at least 12 months if the student intentionally causes a physical injury to a school district employee on school property or at a school function. The bill includes some exceptions for students with disabilities. Senate Bill 101 passed off the House floor and received final passage in the Senate. That bill has been sent to the governor's desk. And finally, the General Assembly took a step closer to adding nuclear energy to the Commonwealth. Senate Bill 57 would create the Nuclear Reactor Site Readiness Pilot Program to help energy providers obtain licenses and permits related to site work for nuclear power projects. The program would provide up to $25 million in grant funding to each of three projects in Kentucky. The House gave the measure final passage, and Senate Bill 57 was sent to the governor's desk. The legislature will reconvene on Tuesday. Reporting from the state capitol in Frankfort, I'm Keith West.